Rise and vibe. It's time to ride the awakening wave. Hey, hey, everyone. Here we are again, me, myself, and I. And this is the Awakening Wave Show. And I am Robin Lee, your host. A beautiful journey on a wave of transformation during the ascension cycle. Good day, good day, good day. And today's show, the topic is getting real and raw with Robin. And for those of you who know me, are aware how raw I can really get. So it looks like we have some new shows in the house. There is the Health Unmasked podcast with Carl and Eric on Monday at 7 p.m. And holy moly, I'm so excited we finally got somebody unmasking the healthcare system. Go Carl and Eric. I love it. And then Connect with Kelly. Kelly, by the way, I heard your collaboration with Q on Inspiration with Q last weekend, and I love your authenticity, and I love the questions. And Kelly, connecting with Kelly is 10 a.m. bi-weekly. So way to go, girl. Just absolutely awesome. I look forward to future shows. And then I guess this morning, there's one called The Q-Men Perspective with Kevin. I hope this is a call-in show because I got some questions for the boys. And here's one. Since it is rabbit season or rabbit weekend, what is the big deal with mouth hugs on the carrot? Can you help us out on that one? Come on now. Let's get brave, Kevin. I know you got an answer in there. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Okay, all joking aside, let's get started. I would like to start with an opening statement. And the word today that I want to talk about, because it's very near and dear to my heart, is the word freedom. And if you remember the movie Braveheart with William Wallace, his last words, freedom! Although he said it a lot more intense than I did. But all joking aside, what is freedom? Freedom for me is making the right choices for my spiritual growth. And knowing now that I'm not a victim of other people's circumstances, I have complete control over my choices. And as we all heard you say, we are in the shift and whatever we create is our reality. Now, there's a lot of things that have been coming forward. We tend to get into that fear mode every now and then. But just remember, you guys, what fear is. And I mentioned this on my show a couple weekends ago. The outcome of all choices in life is determined by two emotions, fear and love. Your soul is made of the energy of love. And fear is an earthly manifestation of a challenge. To embrace the wallow in fear is to go against your very being. Fear, in its many guises, is the obstacle that your soul uses to test its tenacity to stay on track. Where have I heard that word, tenacity? Oh, that's right. I've been accused of that all my life. And there's nothing wrong with being tenacious. You go after what you want. For a soul, human life can be very difficult, but acknowledging that your soul's true nature is love will always help you on your path. When fear rears its ugly ass head, that's what I said, ugly ass head, it is really an opportunity for you to stare it in the eye and turn that doubt into trust. And so how I do it is by following my heart and being my true, authentic self, by presenting my real me to the world, no matter how edgy I am. Making decisions on other people's expectations is not a solid path of happiness. Once again, we create our own realities by the choices we make. When you become one with spirit in its totality, free from judgment, and that's a hard one, everyone, and only then can you be free. We are all unique in following our own paths. Be your true self, love yourself, and mostly know yourself. You are the only one that knows the real you. Don't try to fit in. Just march to the beat of your own drum. And on that note, I'm beating my drum. So here's a little update on what's going on in Robin's world. I have the NPC Bikini Masters coming up in 5 weeks, you guys. I'm getting really excited. The workouts are going really, really well. My nutrition is on track. I'm feeling great. My stats are coming along, and the weight is holding. And so I'm going to stop for a minute because I actually found a little tidbit from Stuart Swerdlow on weight in his book that says, Stuart Says, by Stuart A. Swerdlow. So he has a little section on weight, and I'm going to share it with you. When you have a need for insulation from the outside world, you gain weight. You need to put up a barrier between you and everyone else. You become heavy set. The weight becomes a fence or a security system. You can't eat crackers and drink water all day. You can eat crackers and drink water all day and you will remain fat. He said fat. Who uses that word? If you have no insulating mind pattern, then you can eat hot fudge sundaes all day and be thin as a rail. Notice this among the people that you already know. No offense, Stuart, but I disagree with that. I love hot fudge sundaes, and if I ate them all day long, I'm going to get fat. But there would probably have to be a reason why I'm eating them all day. So I guess that could relate to mind pattern. But then it goes on to say that women who are grotesquely overweight usually have had some type of sexual abuse in their earlier life. The weight is to make them unattractive. And in this way, they protect themselves from further abuse. And I know a few people that have had those experiences, and that really resonates and sad. This is the same for men, but the abuse tends to be more emotional than physical with males. So there's a lot of people that say you shouldn't worry about your weight and this and that, but weight is, I truly believe that weight is connected with emotions. And again, comes back to the mind pattern. So I totally get what he says, but I disagree with him on eating hot fudge sundaes all day long. So training, let me see, where did I live up? Oh, okay. So my stats are going, my weight is holding. Right now I am doing about 45 minutes on the elliptical. That's about 4 miles. Okay. In 45 minutes. I love weight training. And I love it more than I do cardio. Now, I would love cardio more, but I have physical limitations due to running in my earlier age when I was 30 and 40. So I can't run like I used to. I'd love to run. If I could do that all day long, I would, because the endorphins are through the roof. I love it. Okay. So now during this ascension cycle, your body will tell you what is needed. In my here and now, while weightlifting, protein is very important for muscle building for me. Okay. And so that is what I am focusing on. Now, Stuart also has another book that I want to share with you guys. It's the Hyperspace Helper. And he has a section in there that talks about weight loss. And at the back of it, he has some computer of the mind visualizations to where you can actually physically build muscle by doing these visualizations. And one is the violet hose visualization, and that is on page 37 in the Hyperspace Helper. So check that out if you want to know more information about some of the things that you can do in regard to weight loss and eating nutrition the right way for what your body needs, okay? So I have been creating a lot of things. I've made some changes in my life during the past couple weeks. And I've added a donor button to my show page here at BBS Radio. So if you don't want to subscribe, you can always donate. And I'm going to start doing free consultations for the next 2 weeks in regard to fitness or nutrition. And I'm going to share, what I'm going to do is have people send, reach out to me via email of what it is that they would like assistance with, because I am a certified personal trainer. I have also been incorporating breathing in when I do my personal training at the gym. I also do strength and stretching for older people, cardio workouts, weightlifting workouts, and more. So I'm going to put this to the test because I want to start creating something more with my radio station and eventually maybe go further in visualizing with doing a TV type setting. We'll see what comes up. I had a visitor the weekend before. And she's a good friend of mine. And I took her to the gym with me and I did a workout with her. And I personally thought it was a pretty light, easygoing workout. But when we were done, she went out to the car and she buckled and fell in the parking lot. But just so you know, we didn't use any heavy weights. We just used body weight. But she is a avid computer user. So she doesn't, I guess she doesn't get a whole lot of exercise. So we were using body parts that haven't been probably put through that before. And it was a little much, but she survived it. I know she's doing okay. I've talked to her. But I have put a program together for her so that she can do it at home. And there are ways of doing workouts at home if you don't have a gym membership, so I can do both. So this is a test for the next 2 weeks. Anyone that wants a free consultation, please email me at awakeningwavecr@gmail.com. All right. And we'll do a 20-minute consultation via Zoom. Okay. I'm putting that out there. So let's see what kind of bites we get. All right. So in regard to some of the decisions that I've made in the past week and my work environment, and I want to kind of touch base a little bit on the matrix. The matrix, we all know, is programming. It is the structure in the mind that facilitates mind control. It's there is a book that, again, Stuart Swerdlow, it is the True World History, Humanity Saga. And he talks about the 13 by 13 by 13 equals 2,197 compartments, which you are free to examine. I just gave you the reference. And those are compartments of mind control, of programs that have been implemented in us, okay? Genetically engineered, whatever the case may be. So I did listen to the audio. I bought the book for referencing back to, and there's a lot of other topics in there that I do want to do deep dives on in the near future. So we're headed down that road. A lot of interesting stuff. I love learning about the things that the true reality of this world that we live in. And I'm going to share my experience in my work environment. So we're going to go into the matrix. You know, when I leave my higher frequency home, plenty of challenges during this ascension cycle for sure. Because, you know, we're feeling fatigue, we're feeling a lot of aches and pains in the body, lots of stuff that we're purging. As I always say, if you are not sure about what ascension means, please go to the creationlightship.com webpage. To the left of the window pane, you will see the word ascension. Click on and review the information. And for those of you that are feeling the ascension symptoms, remember, we have 40 trillion cells in our body, and they are all releasing old energies that no longer serve us. And we are experiencing some physical things for sure. And I've shared one with one of my compadres on Telegram, and she's helped me a little bit to understanding what's going on. So I am doing the clearings on the Creation Lightship. Also, there is the CLS Hummingbird's Telegram channel with A. She was on the show 2 weekends ago. 2 weeks ago. So let's get going into my work week. So I got to share this with you because I feel that I can help others by my experiences and my challenges. And this is why I do this show. Because we're all going through so many changes and new life is beginning because we are in the spring. The spring is all about new life and new beginnings. So most people cringe at the word work. I have to say, that I love and truly enjoy, for the most part, what I do for my work. I get up at sunrise. You know, sometimes I get up earlier than sunrise. I lie in bed for a few minutes, you know, get my eyes open, try to move a little bit. And the mind starts going, and then all this stuff starts coming in. And I'm like, okay, here comes the mind energy. So I close my eyes back up. I take a few deep breaths while I'm lying in bed. And I start doing my commands. The first one is the head to heart drop, and then my life force energy. And I do that until I can't say it no more, because I want to feel my life force energy all day long. And I also do that a few more times throughout the course of the day. So for those of you that don't know what commands are, you could also say an affirmation, a prayer, or even meditation, however you like to do it. I do commands. I feel the energy move as I breathe, and I connect with my inner being, my spirit, okay, when I'm doing my commands. Like, it is like your quiet time. Turn the mind off and start feeling the spirit. I have a picture of the Q-ster on my dresser and Princess Di to the right. And I talk to them every day, telepathically sometimes, sometimes out loud. It just depends on what I'm feeling at the moment. And I know they're listening. They're probably listening right now, and that's okay, because I am them and they are me. So once I am finished with my awakening, I begin to feel my thoughts through my heart, to feel what experiences I want to have arise in my day. There are lots of people that dread going to work every day. And right away, upon awakening, the mind energy begins. And all that negative junk in regard to how they dislike their job begins, okay? And even the drive to work can be dreary, depending on the created weather. And in some places, like here in North America, we have created weather. and I'm not going to, you all know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm taking a sip of hot tea because I've been experiencing dry mouth. I don't know if that's a symptom, but I've drank a lot of water. I don't understand it. It's all good. So my drive to work, I get to go down a road called River Road, and it goes a line with the river. And so I go through nature, and as I'm driving, the trees kind of come together over the road, and it kind of looks like a tunnel. So when I get to a certain part where it's all nature and the road curves, and I see the river and I see all the animals and the eagles flying over, I feel a complete shift change. Like, I'm leaving my high frequency world and going into the matrix, and you definitely feel it. And Kelly's been on that ride with me, and she felt it too. So I know it's there. My point is, in regard to work, if you create your work environment to how you would like it to be, it is easier to navigate through the day instead of dwelling on the long hours, the low salary, or maybe it's the limited benefits and very small vacations, and saying to yourself, why the fuck am I here? I can't help it. I had to say that word. I like that word. So you know what? I've been there. I've actually had jobs like that. But I have to say, at my job right now, there's only one thing that makes me feel that way. And I actually took action in regard to that issue. And I'm going to share that with you guys. I stepped down from my management role. I was in one of those mind energy moods, picked up the phone and called the boss and said, this is it. I'm done. I'm stepping down, just like that. And when I heard the silence in his voice, I felt it through the phone. Like, I just dropped a bomb on him. What did I just do? Right. And after a few days of processing it, when he came in the next day, he just kind of looked at me, hi, you rock. See you later. Walked out the door, which is not his normal self. And, I realized he was very disappointed, and I felt a little bad about making that decision the way that I did. So I picked up the phone a couple of days later, reached out, called him again, and this time I spoke from my heart, and I told him how much I love the people at that gym, how much I appreciate everything they've ever done for me. I've been a manager at that place for 9 years, and I realized that I make a difference, that I make a difference there. So when you do things like this, the important thing for me, and I don't want to get off track here because I do that sometimes, but the important thing, the reason why I stepped out is because it was taking up my time, my free time, my space, my quiet time. And I really cherish that more than anything now. It's like I crave the silence. And so when I get home at night, I don't want to pick up the phone. I don't want to turn the TV on. I just want to be there and just be in silence and breathe. And it feels so good. And it's like I'm craving more and more of that. So I tried to figure out a happy medium. And I recalled him. And after I had the conversation, I took my role of management back. But we negotiated my hours. So now I don't have to come in until 2 p.m. and I work till 7, 8-ish, whatever, you know, it's flexible, but no more than 25, 30 hours a week. And they were good with that. So everything worked out great. I'm still doing what I love. And to make it different, you have to find things that you like about in your work world and expand on them. If you're not happy with the present work environment, then find something that you love to do or something close, depending upon the present situation. Even if you don't make lots of money and have long vacations, if you are happy at what you are doing, then you don't feel like you've wasted your life. And it could lead to more experiences and beautiful journeys of creation, because that's what we do as human beings. We create. And we want to have the time to do that. So I'm going to give you an example. Say, for instance, a college student and his parents are making plans and have decided what his career path will be, his or her path in college, okay? So they decide that going to college is the right career path. That's just what we do. It's all part of programming. So getting the college degree, everybody feels that that is the right path to live an abundant, prosperous life. That is the way to go. Fact of the matter is, just more programming, people. That's all it is. So I'm going to talk about my degree. I have a bachelor's degree in business administration and management as a minor. Am I doing both those? Yes, I am. Has anyone ever asked me for my degree or my proof of bachelor's degree? Not once, not ever. It sits in a drawer with dust on it. That's it. Okay. So I look back on when I was in grade school, and I always thought I was dumb in school because I just never did good. I never got good grades. I was a daydreamer. I couldn't wait for the bell to ring so we could go back out to recess and play Boys Chase the Girls. That was my favorite, along with marbles. I enjoyed playing marbles. That was the big thing back when I was a kid. So I look back at that and I say to myself, I wasn't dumb. I just wasn't programmable. That's all it was. Those kids that were getting A's and B's, they were the ones that were being programmed. Yeah. Hello. especially think about the people that are going into the medical industry and the legal industry and educational. It's all programmed. The cabal looks at it and go, oh, yeah, here's one. Look at their grades. Yeah, we'll take this one. We can program the shit out of them. It all makes sense when you look at it, when you look at it that way. Now, other people may have a different view, but that's how I view it. So I have been fortunate to be in a position of work that I love to do. I love physical fitness. I love working out. And I also do sales. In my sales, I have a sales position. Now, when I say sales, I get to sell a product and service that I know helps people. I don't just talk the talk. I walk the talk. I live, breathe, and eat health. And even at my next level in this life here on planet Earth, and I'm coming up to that next month, and thus the reason why I'm doing this competition, because the age is just a number. And the challenge, I love challenges, to challenge yourself and to reach for things that, you know, I hear people every day, seniors my age come in and say, I can't do this, I can't do that, I got this wrong, I want to just say, you know what you're doing, you are creating that by what you're saying. And there are times I do say that. And they look at me and they actually get it. Some of them get it. So that's why I'm doing this show, and I'm really excited about it. And the other thing is they even got a 65 and up division and a 70. Woohoo! I'm wondering if I made an impact on the last show. Because I know I had a few ladies come up and say that I inspired them. And that is, to me, that's the best trophy anyone could give me, is that I'm able to inspire others and to share my passion and my love of being healthy and living the best life ever. So the other wonderful thing about my workplace, I got to share this, is the kids. Oh my gosh. We had a lady in there that was pregnant. And as I was walking in one day, she had a little baby. I said, oh my gosh, the baby's here. And I said, can I see the baby? She opens up and it's this little tiny little girl with all this hair and she's sound asleep. And I go, oh, she's so beautiful. And she opens her eyes and she looks at me with this huge smile. And I went and I said to her, welcome to the world. I know who you are and I know you know me. And then she got this big smile on her face. And then I said, welcome to planet Earth. And her parents looked over at me. Don't worry, they know what I'm all about. It was all good. We had a nice little chuckle. And then there's this other beautiful little boy that comes in. He's 4 years old. His name is Bryce. And I signed up his parents and she's got four boys and they want to exercise, but you know, they don't want to leave the kids home alone. And I said, that's okay. Just bring them here. They can sit at the desk, hang out, color, whatever they want to do. And Bryce has these most amazing green, brownish eyes. And when he comes in, I look at him. I said, I can just stare in your eyes all day long. And he looks up at me and he smiles and he literally starts staring with me. And we're just staring at each other. And you can just feel the beautiful spirit in him. What a connection. I got to tell you guys, that is just amazing when you have children around you. You can't get a better feeling than that. So the children, another big highlight in the gym. And then there's the older teeny boppers that I get to have words of wisdom with on a daily basis. And they do come up to me. They're coming to my desk. I'm not going to them anymore and telling people what I know. They come to me now, because it gets exhausting trying to share what I know with others. But I come from my heart, and that's what it's all about. And what I get to do is I get to continue to share the integration of my spiritual principles in my daily activities. And I am now integrating, as I said before, the breathing techniques while I personal train. And a lot of my seniors are really starting to get it. And in between the sets, I have them do three sets of breathing. And some of them are actually doing it at home. So I am helping others feel themselves and taking space. I am also sharing my frequency and my light with others. And the more I feel and develop my healing craft, the more I can become the master of my craft. And the best way to do that for me is through the experience. You can't do it any other way. So I am also able to share my experiences with the people that I have good connections with in the workplace in regard to how I am freeing myself from the systems, one being the homesteading. And on that note, I received my very first letter from the mortgage company. I just got to share that. And guess what? It's from a Kazar, Schneiderman and Sherman, Schneiderman. So I put the letter aside. I grazed through it, you know, briefly. I have another month before they send me another letter. So I'm just going to sit back and chill. Now, the other thing too is I'm not paying my mortgage. I'm freeing myself. Again, the word freedom, freedom, people, freedom. No more federal taxes. I have not paid federal taxes. I'm not even going to give the date. Doesn't matter. And next month, I'm not renewing my license plates. I'm gonna do exactly what Q said. We are in the shift and we are free to do whatever we want. And that fear word, that is to motivate us and to know that we will get through this because we are warriors, all of us. And we saw the warrior in David Strait and how he committed himself to what he loved and freeing himself. I am not afraid because I know the powers I have, and I too am a warrior, just like all of you. When we all stand together as a collective, we are more powerful than any satanic government. Yeah, that's what I said, satanic government. Healthcare system, legal system, yes, you heard it. And if you want to know more about the satanic legal system, Bards and Rise, every Thursday night. Mike is telling his story and his experience. He's been through the dark night of the soul when it comes to these people. So thank you, Mike, for sharing your experiences with all of us. And if you haven't checked out his shows, he's, again, every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Check it out. Okay, real quick, I just want to say a shout out to Nana Olgis. I won't take long, but there's been a little confusion on this product, okay? Nana Olgis is the U.S. manufacturer. Natasha, the daughter of Dr., or the niece of Dr. Raghavan. Then there's Nanosoma, which is of the U.K., okay? And then there's Medidical in Malaysia. These are all three brand names. Same product, and it is made in Switzerland. So don't get them mixed up. They're all the same. They're just different brand names, okay? So if you want to check this product out, it is a wellness spray, it is a skin spray, and it is a nasal spray. There is a Learn tab with all the scientific information on the product. There are live testimonials at www.nanoogis.net. And if you're interested, after reviewing this information and ordering the product, you can get 15% off with using the Awakening Wave CR promo code. So check it out. All right, for the final part of the show, I want to get in and touch a little bit about this beautiful weekend that we are having. The ancient secrets of Easter, Passover, and the Last Supper, and the zodiac symbolism in regard to the New Testament and astral theology. Okay, well, we're going to dive into that in a minute, but I just want to go back to the work environment. So if you guys are experiencing things that you're not happy about, make the changes in your present place of work so that you can go through this ascension cycle, taking care of yourself and doing what you love. And if you're not happy working, then don't work. Find something that you like to do, but you have the control of your choices. So make the right choices and do what makes you happy. Okay. So the last Passover meal, the coming of spring. Sun is officially passing over the equator, coming back into the northern hemisphere. Christians call it Easter, and the Jews refer to it as Passover. It is, the meaning of it is new life from spring. So the 12 people that were with Jesus at the Last Supper represents the 12 months of the year. And Jesus, the Son, a lot of you Christians and churchgoers, Son, S-O-N, but in astral theology, it means Son, S-U-N, which represents the Sun, that warms the earth and brings life to the world. Now, I'm not too sure if the sun warms the earth, maybe in astrotheology, because we all know that the sun is not hot. So we'll get back to that at another time. Life to the world. He is God's Son, the light of the world, God's Son. Some say S-O-N, some say S-U-N in astrotheology. To the right of the table is a woman, one of the light. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm losing my eyesight. To the light of the table is a woman, one of the 12 months of the year, or the chosen, the 12 apostles, or you could also say the 12 tribes of Israel. Everything in the Bible is done, in the New Testament, that is, in a sequence of 12. So the last Passover meal will be in the age of Aquarius, also called the Last Supper, which we are, I do believe, in the age of Aquarius. So in the Last Supper, the woman to the right of Jesus, representing the 12 months of the year, and therefore the female represents the Virgo sign, which means the virgin. All 12 are divided in four groups of three. On one side of Jesus, you have two sets of three. And on the other side, the same. The four groups represent summer, spring, fall, and winter. Four seasons that represent the life of the sun. The master teacher, which is the sun, S-O-N, Jesus, S-U-N, Jesus, or Ra. The sun is giving its light so that you might live. The sun is pure energy, and without it, we could not grow food and we would not survive. That is a fact. The sun must rise in order for us to live. Jesus has risen. This is why you have a rising sun. The entire New Testament is called astrotheology. And who better knows astrotheology than Jordan Maxwell? And this is information coming from him. This traces all the way back to the Hindus and the ancient Egyptian times. He says, like Hugh says, it is an incredible story that has been misrepresented to the world. And I would really like to do a deep dive in that, because we heard Q say that it is a bigger story. And maybe some of us know it, maybe some of us don't. But I know that I remember hearing about it a while back when I used to listen to Esoteric Atlanta, and Bryce was going through all of the ancient Egyptian Isis and Horus and all that. So I don't recall all the information that I learned at that time, but I'm just sharing with what Jordan is sharing with all of us. And he has studied theology for over 40 years. So whatever happened, and this is the part that really gets me, okay? Because this is happening today, here and now. Whatever happened to the truth and the light happened to Jesus. What has ever been said about Jesus is what is said about the truth and the light. What has been done to Jesus is what the world has done to the truth and the light. Jesus symbolically represents the truth and the light, and therefore we know the world is not interested in the truth or the light. For instance, let's take, for example, Pontius Pilate. Do you all remember that story? Barabbas was set free and Jesus was persecuted because the people, there was one voice, and every one of them said, "Give us Barabbas." Because when people are presented with the truth and the light, they chose Barabbas because people can't handle the truth. Jack Nicholas, you can't handle the truth. How's that for my impression of Jack? Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie. But we want to hear what we want to hear. We want to hear what we will support. We pay big money to churches and preachers so they can drive and fly around in their beautiful luxury cars and planes, teaching the gospel all over the world. We pay them to tell us what we want to hear. We want to hear that God loves us. And when we die, we go to heaven and we see our family and everything's great. This is all most of us going to church want to hear. We don't care about the real truth and the light, the real shit that's going on, that all of us that are listening right now that try to tell people every day, but I'm done telling people. I said what I had to say. Now they're finding out because it's now coming out in the world. So we'll see where that goes, right? Now, I'm not saying everyone because, you know, a lot of us listen to these channels. And we are out there sharing our truth and our light. We are. We're trying to get it out there the best we can. And Q comes on his shows sharing what he knows and helps us grow our knowledge and become more aware of who we truly are. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So take Q, for instance. He is bringing truth and light to all of us. He gets attention all the time. And it's not always good. People say whenever I talk about him, oh, it's just a cult. But yet most of them never listen to him. How ironic, right? Nothing like repeat history. So Jesus said, the slave is no greater than the master. What they did to Jesus, truth and light, they will do to us. And they have. We just don't know it. Some of us don't know it. Some of us are waking up to it. We all know that we are slaves and have been since the beginning of this linear time. And who knows how far back? Who knows? Until now, the Great Awakening, the most beautiful time to be alive. And we're all part of it. And I'm so honored to be with all of you and sharing our experiences and our challenges in winning the battle for freedom and to be who we truly are. We who are awake and sharing our light and truth are warriors. And if we meet challenges that bring the emotion of fear, remember that fear is an earthly manifestation of a challenge, a test to turn doubt into trust. Jesus represents the truth and the light symbolically, as we do. So remember that on this sunny, beautiful egg weekend. So talking about the egg, symbolism of the egg, fertility, reproduction of life. So in the springtime, when you look outside, as I do in my backyard, and I see the beautiful flowers, the birds are all flying around, the rabbits, the squirrels, it's just amazing the life that I see when I look in my backyard. And the animals are reproducing. It's rabbit season again. Woohoo! By summer and reproduction by summer. And there's so much color. There's so much color in the summertime. It's life is changing for all of us right now. It's beautiful. We are going into the golden age. We are making our own realities. We are taking control of what it is and how we want to be in this world and how we want to live in this world. So there is a goddess called Ostara. And this is where the Easter Bunny rabbit came in. She was holding a rabbit. She's also Anglo-Saxon, and she's associated with the dawn and the spring equinox, goddess Asteria, Esther, E-A-S-T-R-E. So she holds the rabbit in her arms because rabbits are always reproducing. Where's the carrots? I'm sorry, that's my little humor side. No, I'm not sorry, but I'm just having fun. Anyway, that's the reason why we have rabbit season, right? So on this Easter weekend, you know, we're all celebrating another manufactured holiday. But I just wanted to share this because I want to share what the true meaning of, you know, the sun, the light, and Jesus and the Last Supper and the Passover, what the true meaning is. And you know, Jesus said he was coming back. He comes back every spring. He's not coming out of the sky. He's here every spring. He's in all of us. It's right here. We're all bringing it back. He is the light of the world. We are the light of the world. The sun, S-O-N, S-U-N, which is pure energy and frequency. Life itself. The ancient people said that if the sun were to be stingy, keep its energy and not share it with us, the sun would ultimately last forever because its energy and energy is life. But the sun, for some reason, decided to share his energy with us. Therefore, God's sun is dying because the sun is giving its energy out to us continuously. All right? So when they say he died on the cross for us, the sun is dying for us because it gives us life. That's the true meaning of this weekend. So when you go outside and you look up at that sun, just love being in it and feel the energy and feel the frequency and how it makes you feel. One day, the sun will run out of energy, and that one day may be billions of years away, and that's okay. The sun is a star, and the star will die. This is where the saying that God's son gave his life so we might live. The sun is dying because it is giving its energy away to all of us. So, on that note, I just wanted to share that with everyone from my heart, that on this Easter weekend, remember that. And there are different stories about the Last Supper. There is another one, too, that I want to get into in regard to Mary Magdalene. And that will be another show. So I'm hoping on the next show here on a couple of weekends out that we can dive into that. So hopefully this brought some light to the weekend of Easter and what it's truly about. And remember to always live your best life, be your true self, and love. Love as much as you can. Love yourself and love all those around you. So I'm going to wrap it up early. I know we have a few minutes left, but I want to tell you that I have a guest coming up on May 3rd. Most of you know him as Antonio. I have recently reconnected with him, and he is still doing one-on-one sessions, and I will post his link to where you can schedule the one-on-ones. I had one with him last weekend. It was amazing, and it felt so good to connect with him again. He is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful being, and taught me a few things in just the 30 minutes that I had with him. And I'm actually going to be doing another one with him tomorrow. So I will post it on the show page so that you guys can maybe connect with him. So he will be coming on the show on May 3rd. And then 2 weeks out from that, I am going to bring in Natasha from Nano Ojas so we can talk a little bit more about the product and how it can help us during this ascension cycle. I don't know about any of you guys, but I've been experiencing some rashes. I'm not sure where they're coming from. I've never had a rash in my entire life, but I'm pretty sure it has to do with ascension. So on that note, I want to also give a shout out to a few people. And thank you, BBS, and all the listeners that are listening to my show today. Shout out to Allie and the kids. Allie, thank you so much for taking care of those beautiful babies. And we're eventually going to find you your place in Florida. I know you want to be somewhere warm, but give it time. We're going to get you there. Hang in there. And Junebug, I've gotten all your messages. And as soon as I get some free time, you know, I'll reach out to you. I love you and send you so much love from my heart. And Thomas, thank you. You are awesome. Have a beautiful, beautiful, thankful, sunny weekend. I love you all.